Hello, this episode is for my younger people. A couple of weeks ago, we did a podcast episode on antihistamines and their use in older people. Well, this week, we're going to do an episode just for you younger people. Today, we're talking about isotretinoin, otherwise known as Accutane, and some supplements that you can take to offset some of the common side effects that you may get from taking this med. Just a quick reminder, this is not medical advice. You should never neglect to seek medical treatment from anything you learn from this show. Okay, let's start with a little bit of background. Isotretinoin, again, also known as Accutane, is a medicine that's given to people with severe acne, and that's usually teenagers. In my own clinic, I occasionally have a handful of adults who end up needing isotretinoin due to persistent acne that's not well controlled with other meds. It's hands down the most effective medicine for treating acne, and in general, it's very safe. Mechanistically speaking, isotretinoin is a synthetic form of vitamin A that treats acne by, one, reducing oil secretion by literally killing off oil-secreting cells, and two, working through its anti-inflammatory properties. It's a potent anti-inflammatory and can reduce acne lesion count by reducing inflammation in your skin. Despite it being so effective, I'll be the first to admit it has a ton of side effects. These most commonly include dry skin, dry lips, nosebleeds, skin rash, headaches, muscle aches, joint aches, and much less commonly, thoughts of suicide, depressed mood, bone growth abnormalities, increased intracranial pressure, cholesterol elevations, and medication-induced hepatitis. It's controversial, and most of the science shows that it is not linked to inflammatory bowel disease, but there are some patients in which taking isotretinoin can make inflammatory bowel disease worse. So whenever I give isotretinoin to my patients, and like I said, I use it a lot because it's so effective, we usually ask a lot of questions to make sure that they're not at risk for some of these known complications. As I just mentioned, the most common side effect of taking isotretinoin is dry skin and dry lips, and this can be so severe. The study that I want to share with you today is one that gives me hope with respect to managing these dry skin and lip side effects, because these are natural options for you. The study is linked in your show notes. It was just published in October of this year, which is 2023, and it specifically looked at how natural supplements, aka nutraceuticals, can offset some of the side effects from taking isotretinoin. All right, so it's a meta-analysis, which means that it's a review of all of the existing medical studies looking at this question. The question being, can certain supplements reduce the side effects of isotretinoin? And I'm happy to report that the answer is yes. So more than 93 papers were initially assessed for eligibility in this study, and only 8 ended up meeting the inclusion criteria. The scientists of this paper found 2 randomized controlled trials that showed that taking omega-3 fatty acid supplements reduced the rate of having dry skin and dry lips from taking isotretinoin. One study showed that the dose 1 milligram per kilogram per day was effective, whereas the other study showed that taking 1 gram per day, regardless of body weight, worked to offset dry skin and dry lips. This dose was also found to reduce symptoms of nasal passage dryness, so conceivably it can also help with nosebleeds. 2 other studies showed that evening primrose oil, which contains omega-6 fatty acids, reduced dry skin and dry lips also. And lastly, one study found that taking zinc sulfate, 1 milligram per kilogram per day, reduced the need for taking higher doses of isotretinoin. So in other words, if you take low doses of isotretinoin, you can take zinc supplements and have the same benefit as if you were taking a higher dose of isotretinoin. So just to give you some context, the study showed that taking zinc sulfate 1 milligram per kilogram per day, along with 0.25 milligram per kilogram of isotretinoin a day, was the equivalent of taking 1 milligram per kilogram of isotretinoin per day. So we're getting about four times the benefit if you take isotretinoin with zinc. Pretty cool, right? So here's a brief summary of what we just said. If you take isotretinoin, you may benefit from taking omega-3 fatty acids. I'd look to take a gram per day. You may also benefit from taking evening primrose oil, EPO. The study showed that doses between 1.3 and 2 grams per day were effective at reducing skin and lip dryness from taking isotretinoin. And lastly, zinc sulfate 1 milligram per kilogram per day can reduce your need for taking higher doses of isotretinoin. A couple of other supplements were listed in the study, including biotin 10 milligrams per day, vitamin E 800 international units per day, and a multi-ingredient supplement taking once per day can also offset some of the side effects from taking isotretinoin. However, these were poor quality studies and much smaller, so they weren't included in the body of this study. All right, my younger friends, there you have it. Enjoy fewer side effects from taking Accutane if you try some of these supplements. Oh, by the way, if you need a good moisturizer while taking isotretinoin for super dry skin, go ahead and buy ours. Find it at mdcrafted.co. Click the Buy Now button. Your skin will thank you later. Talk to you later, my friends.